Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Good morning. And is it really that time of year again?
It is that time of year again.
That's a good thing because that means that spring is actually out there somewhere.
Couple of months
down the road here. But
last weekend.
There you go. That's true. So that was it, huh? You're just bearer of all sorts of good news today, aren't
right?
You? Okay, we had spring already. See ya. No, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and again, obviously, when we talk to you at this time of the year, we talk about one of your big fundraisers that's coming up.
Bowl for Kids Sake is coming up in March, and we've got about 8 different days that people can bowl. And it's all during the month of March. Every Thursday night, we're going to have a happy hour bowl. We have a family night bowl on Monday nights. And then, of course, we have the one-day event at both Superior Lanes and Country Lanes.
So things have mixed up and changed just a little bit because in years gone by, it was one big day.
Right.
And so now you've stretched it out. Is that just to get more people involved? Is it because more people were involved? Why the change?
Just to give people more of an opportunity to participate in the event. If they weren't available on that particular Saturday that we were having it, now they can come after work on a Thursday evening. They can come and bowl with their family on a Monday night. It gives people more options.
How exactly does this work? I know most people at one time or another have taken advantage of this and done this, but there are those out there that haven't. This works as a fundraiser. How?
It's very, very simple. They put together a 5-member bowling team of coworkers, friends, family members, and they come out and bowl a couple games for Big Brothers, Big Sisters. They raise pledges. For those who raise $50 or more, they get a t-shirt. There's also some great grand prizes and so on, and they can fundraise very, very easily online. They just go to our website, www.bbbsmqt.org, and sign up their team, and they make their own webpage, and it's very cool.
Now, what a lot of teams will do is, and in years gone by, I remember it was, you know, how many pins they knocked down and stuff like that. Really kind of taking the complication out of this. Just go get, I'm bowling, give me $10. Or I'm bowling,
right.
Give me $20. Or give me $5 per game that I'm going to bowl, or blah, 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 blah. I mean, there's ways to break it down a lot simpler than in years gone by.
It's real easy. And with the online fundraising, they can email their friends, family, coworkers, whatever, and ask for a pledge, and then they just simply make a pledge to us.
What are the dates? You talk about it being within the parameters of a week or so. When does this start?
It's a whole month.
Really?
March 4th from 6 to 8 at Superior Lanes, March 11th, March 18th, the 22nd, March 25th, and then all day on March 28th.
And if you'd like to do all of them, please do.
Right.
Just make sure that you... just make sure you've been working out a little bit ahead of time.
Yeah, get that arm ready for sure. Yeah. But, you know, now you got it going for so many days, it must be an indication of the amount of people that have been getting involved over the years, and now you're looking to make room for even more.
Right. Last year we had our best year ever. We had a great year. We had about 100 teams, so we're hoping to do even better this year.
Jane Les with us here this morning as we talk Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Marquette and Alger County. Happy anniversary, by the way.
Thank you, Mark.
40 years.
40 years.
And for you?
20.
20.
Wow.
And it's gone well.
Yes.
You have some great stories from years gone by. And we've actually met a couple of the Big Brothers and Big Sisters.
Yep.
And it really does become and can become a lifetime friendship.
Yes, it can. Definitely.
Now, when Big Brothers and Big Sisters first came about, it's a great story. Share the origination of Big Brothers, Big Sisters, because it's such a great story.
Okay. Big Brothers, Big Sisters actually started in 1904 in New York City when a man who worked for the court system was walking down the street and he saw a boy rummaging through the garbage, and he just took him under his wing and spent some regular time with him, and that was the first Big Brother, Little Brother match.
And for a Big Brother or a Big Sister now, everybody seems, I don't have time, I'm too busy. It's not a huge time commitment. There's a lot of misinformation out there that people just think that way, and it's not much that you're looking for.
No, for the traditional Big Brothers, Big Sisters program, it's only 4 to 6 hours a month. And then we have our Lunch Buddy programs where a lot of community members are involved in that, and you go and have lunch with a child at the school. You can either go every week or every other week, and that's about an hour.
For someone that is interested in getting involved, what is the process?
All they need to do is go on our website and fill out an application. The website address is www.bbbsmqt.org, or they can just call our office at 475-7801.
Now, before people start to think, oh boy, who's going to do that? Well, a lot of people do, but they are carefully looked at and screened. Not just anybody gets to do this.
That's right. We do background checks, both state and local background checks. We have four references that we check on each individual that applies, and we also do an interview with the individual in their home.
Now, one other thing that we always like to drive home when you're here is there is constantly a need.
Yes.
How many kids are in waiting right now about?
Right now, there's about 30 boys who are waiting for a big brother throughout Marquette and Alger counties.
Is that because there's more boys in need, or is it because there's fewer men than women that are willing to take part in the program?
Both.
Really?
Both, yep. We have more boys who come to the program that need a big brother, and then we have more women who volunteer to be a big sister, and we have less little sisters involved to match them with.
So when we talk about the program, you're talking about getting together, showing, you know, positive role models, hanging out some and doing some activities and being a companion. But it some people might say, well, geez, I don't know if I can do it enough or whatever. Like you said, you have many options, though, that they can consider that, and you guys would be happy to talk about it with them.
Yeah. Right. And Big Brothers Big Sisters offers regular activities that the bigs and littles can participate in a couple times a month. And we just encourage people to do things that don't cost a lot of money, things they do in their everyday life.
And the other thing, too, is, you know, if you are a guy, you don't have to be just a single guy. I mean, guys who are married, have families of their own, yeah, also take part in this program.
Yes, absolutely.
Again, the website and again, the phone number.
The website is www.bbbsmqt.org. And the phone number in Marquette County is 475-7801.
And, of course, your fundraiser is on the way throughout the month of March. That information, I'm assuming, would also be on the website.
That's on the website. That's right.
But, again, the dates for the Bowl for Kids' Sake, because folks are going to start putting their teams together now.
Oh, they already are. We've got quite a few teams already. March 4th, 11th, 18th, 22, 25, and then the one-day event is March 28th.